You know, the O.J. miniseries that was on with John Travolta in it, I watched maybe a half an episode and thought, this is crap. But there's been a new O.J. Simpson documentary that's been on up here on CTV and I think on ESPN in the States. Five parts, I finished watching it last night, that was actually pretty good. It goes back and tells the whole story. A lot of it was there. A lot of us watched it as it was happening. But I thought the documentary was fair. I thought it covered both sides. It's obviously not fair that Simpson got away with murder. He did it. He's a sack of crap that is in jail now and hopefully will never get out. But unlike the Making a Murderer series on Netflix, this series actually covered both sides. It actually had all the players involved. It actually got to the heart of the story. It wasn't just about O.J. There was stuff about both sides. Fred Goldman, Simpsons were on there a little bit. His family, the Browns, were on there. Again, I'm sure the families get sick of any publicity towards O.J. Simpson, but the publicity that was done towards the case, not Tim, but towards the case, obviously he is a big part of the story, was done in a pretty good fashion, I think, this go-around. So if you have a chance, I think it's O.J. Made in America or something. I don't know what it's called, but it was on ESPN. You can watch it online. It was on CTV up here. Take a look at it and see the story and the misjustice that happened all that time ago. And don't forget, there are two victims in this case, too. Ron Goldman and Nicole Brown, and of course their families. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.